In towns such as Forbes, Parkes, Cowra and Cootamundra, the federal seat of Riverina is one of Australia's most conservative. So how does this translate into the wishes and hopes for voters who live in this electorate? Evan Wallace, who's been looking at all of the critical seats in the upcoming federal election, ventured into Wagga to find out what the burning issues were for Riverina voters.
An electorate like Riverina often escapes the spotlight come election time, but that's not really much of a surprise. Held by Nationals MP and former Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, it's one of the safest electorates in the country, with McCormack winning almost 70% of the two-party preferred vote at the 2019 federal election. At the heart of the electorate is Wagga Wagga. With 54,000 people calling the city home, it makes up about a third of Riverina's population. I was keen to see what was on the minds of voters in this pocket of southern New South Wales and what issues they would like to see addressed at this year's federal election. For Stuart, who I met as I drove into Wagga, it was all about budget recovery.
For me, more it's about reform, I guess, with taxation. Like, I'm pretty sure COVID's going to come at a cost. And yeah, I'm just interested to see how that's all going to be paid back.
I met Di sitting outside one of the cafes on Forsyth Street. She'll be voting for the coalition.
Yeah, I'd like to see pensioners get some more money. But also I'd like to remind people that Scott Morrison has been through the toughest 3 years that anybody could live, and all they do is put him down. I'd like to see people wake up. Can you do better? No, you can't. So I'd just like to see them all stop pushing pressure on the poor man and the government, and look at what they pay pensioners. Well, a pensioner works all their life, pays their taxes, and then all of a sudden they're on this fixed little income. Pensioners that own their own home are okay. Pensioners that have to pay rent are struggling, while they'll give dole bludgers more money and pensioners less.
As for Gurpeet, it's all about housing.
So for 2022, like, we want to buy our own house, and we are looking for the properties in Wagga. So I hopefully by the end of 2022, we can find our dream house, which we're looking for in here in Wagga.
Wagga Wagga also has a large student population, and for Jesse and Tegan, they would like to see more attention paid to mental health. What would you like to see being debated and discussed at the federal election this year?
I think one of the main things I'd like to see the government doing more about is just mental health. I think that's something a lot of us have had issues with during the pandemic, and I think it's something that we need a lot more funding for, especially in regional areas. And as someone that works in education as well, seeing how this is affecting young kids as well. So just making sure we're resourced, we have the tools available to us to get help when we need. I think that's really important for me.
For you, Jesse, thinking about this year's election and the issues that you would like to see debated and discussed, what are the most important ones for you?
Very similar to what Tegan said, just more subsidies towards mental health, because COVID has really highlighted, just the importance of mental health support. The suicide rate's gone up. A lot of people close to me have been quite depressed, so yeah, more government subsidies towards mental health would be the primary thing at this stage.
The environment and action on climate change was the most pressing issue for Catherine.
Look, environment's very important. If we don't have the environment, we wouldn't be sitting here today. Mm-hmm. I could keep banging on about what we need to do for the environment, and that our government right now needs to listen. Because if they don't act now, we won't have any environment left. They've just been too slow to respond. And moving forward, there's a lot of things that they need to address with in saving our environment, and there's different areas that could be broken down and they need attention.
Finally, I met Tom and Riley by the Murrumbidgee River. When we met, they didn't have much confidence about how the country was responding to COVID-19.
It doesn't seem like we're going anywhere too fast.
Yeah.
Away from where we are at the moment, at least. Yeah.
For you?
Oh, COVID seems like it's here to stay. Like, we're screwed. Like, people just seem to ignore all the warnings, and, like, even then, they feel like they don't try to do everything they possibly can to stop the spread.
Humanity's biggest issue at the moment is itself. Like none of us can really care enough to want to, you know, make it go. We want it gone, but we're not going to take the steps.
And even with current global uncertainty, the main issue for Riley was truly local.
The bloody potholes around Wagga roads.
That's a local.
Like, that is local. It's not big.
Riley and Tom there speaking with Evan Wallace as part of our look at the federal electorate of Riverina. Next week, we venture from one of the country's most conservative electorates to Melbourne, the only lower house seat held by the Greens.